Louisa May Alcott, The Woman Behind Little Women by Harriet Rison. Narrated by Harriet Rison. Copyright 2009 by Harriet Rison and Nancy Porter. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Harriet Rison, Nancy Porter, and International Creative Management, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. Like so many other girls, I fell under the spell of Louisa May Alcott when my mother presented Little Women to me as if it were the key to a magic kingdom. I was taken into Louisa's story so completely that a book with covers and pages has no place in my memory of the experience. While I was there, by my mother's decree, normal life was suspended. Jelly omelets were delivered to my room on bed trays, and sleep was optional. At such a time, school was out of the question. Joe March was coming to take up residence in my heart, a companion for life, to endow me with something of Louisa Alcott's own wise, funny, sentimental, and sharply realistic outlook. Coming to the end of Little Women left me feeling as Louisa did when she emerged from a vortex, one of her all-absorbing periods of writing, cranky, bereft, and lamenting that never again would I read Little Women, not knowing how it came out. The next long rainy weekend, my grandmother, tipped off by my mother, showed up for a visit bearing the remaining 7 of Alcott's juvenile novels. I polished off several before the sun came out and Grandma went home, the rest before the month was out. I had gobbled Alcott all up without coming close to satisfying my appetite for her work. Later, my mother made me aware of Louisa Alcott, the woman behind Little Women. Mom felt